This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect, and cultural exchanges. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met South Korean President in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean President's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. South Korean President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumara Dissanayake discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Thringamali and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline.
The Vice President mentioned some initiatives that are underway from the Indian side and some proposals that have already been discussed between the two countries. Notable amongst them, the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. And in fact, the point was made as to the value of such energy connectivity, especially at a time when the entire world, and this region especially, is facing the fallout of an energy crisis.
Mr. Misri said the two leaders also had productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted bilateral ties, housing projects and fishermen issues between the two neighbours. During his meeting with Mr. Dissanayake, Mr. Radhakrishnan laid emphasis on India's neighbourhood-first policy and developmental bilateral cooperation. India and United States will resume trade negotiations on the first phase of their proposed bilateral trade agreement today. The talks will be held from April 20 to 22 in Washington, D.C. Additional Secretary in the Department of Commerce, Darpan Jain, is leading the Indian delegation. Officers from Customs and External Affairs Ministry are also part of the Indian team. The campaigning has reached its peak for first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, as only 2 days have been left for canvassing. Star campaigners of different parts are trying hard to attract the voters in support of their candidates. Voting in North Bengal, sharing Bhutan border, will be held on 23rd April in first phase. Ahead of polling, Bhutan has announced temporary closure of key international borders at Phyun Choling, Jaegaon, Somse and Lamoi Zinka from today evening. The Election Commission has released figures of voters for the first phase of the assembly election in West Bengal. According to official figures, till date, 3,60,77,171 electors are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. Of these, 1,84,99,496 are male voters, 1,75,77,210 are female voters, and 465 are third gender electors. These figures will be revised once tribunals submit the final list of eligible voters. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators will arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 255 runs, Lucknow Super Giants could only score 200 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.